Temperature today around 93, 94. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 71. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-90s, perhaps 96. Then upper 90s on Saturday. I think Sunday and Monday will be 99 to 100. By the way, we've never been to 100 since records began here at Montgomery in the month of May. The next shower threat returns the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lawmakers say a lottery bill is dead for this legislative session. The proposed constitutional amendment would have authorized a state lottery played with paper tickets, but not with video lottery terminals. The bill narrowly cleared the Alabama Senate, but stalled in the House. Montgomery fire crews were called to an early morning house fire Thursday. This happened in the 400 block of Clayton Park. We're working to learn if anyone was injured and what started the fire. We'll bring you any updates as soon as we get them. And a Dallas County judge has dismissed the case against three Selma police officers who were charged with making false statements. The Attorney General's office had accused the officers of giving false statements related to a case being investigated by the AG's office. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Pools, picnics, popsicles. There's a lot to love about the start of summer, but there's even more to love about WOW's Ultimate Internet Package, featuring our fastest speed 1 gig internet and WOW's best-in-class full home Wi-Fi. You get a better internet experience in every corner of your home. Plus, when you choose the Ultimate Internet Package, WOW cuts $25 per month off your bill for 2 years. Sign up now, and we'll trim an additional $10 off per month for your first year. Like summer, this deal will be over before you know it. So call now, 1-855-WOW-NOW-1.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
guys. Welcome in. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Yes, sometimes the music reflects my mood. Not always. Like when I play Pet Shop Boys, it doesn't reflect my mood. Our number 272-9228, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to noon. We got a lot of show lined up for you today.
Big show.
A lot of show lined up for you today.
We got 3 hours?
Yeah.
Three, 4 hours of content?
Yeah, 2 hours and 54 minutes anyway.
Well, that are left, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, it goes. But yeah, 3 hours of content. So buckle your safety harness. I hope you have a 5-point safety harness because it's going to get fast at times. And I don't know whether to. The lottery's dead. The lottery's dead. There's only, what, 3 more days left to get it through the House? The House is in total disarray. I mean, they can't pass a lottery, but they did pass a chemical castration bill yesterday.
Oh.
Sponsored by Representative Steve Hurst from Munford. No word yet on how the sons are doing there. If the perpetrator is 21 or over and the victim is between the ages of 7 and 13, House Bill 379, while it was Hurst's original idea for surgical castration, he said he researched the issue and instead opted for chemical castration, which requires felons to take medication that inhibits their sex drive. They'd be given a first dose of medication prior to their release, and as a condition of parole, they would have to go to the health department for follow-up doses, either through injection or orally. They have to take the medication the rest of their life. Failure to do so would be a parole violation and a Class C felony. This is the stupidest bill I've ever heard. This, honest to God, is the stupidest bill I've ever heard. I can't imagine the average IQ of the Alabama House of Representatives. It has to be in the low double digits. Can these people wipe their own mouths as they eat?
They're in that 50% of people that's
less than 85 or whatever.
Whatever it was that we covered that day.
No, the bill passed 72-16 in the House. You guys understand that the unconstitutional abortion bill was designed to get it in front of the Supreme Court. Nobody's ever going to be stopped from having an abortion in Alabama until the Supreme Court weighs in on it. The Alabama abortion bill, the Georgia abortion bill, the Ohio abortion... None of these abortion bills are designed to do anything other than get the issue in front of the United States Supreme Court. That's it. Just get the issue in front of the United States Supreme Court. No. I'm praying for our sisters in Alabama. I see that on Facebook all the time from my virtue signaling liberal friends in other states. I'm praying for our sisters in Alabama. They're having such a rough time. They can't floos around anymore. They'll be forced to carry babies to term. Guys.
Forced.
Nobody is stopped from having an abortion in Alabama. You can abort a child today just like you could yesterday. Oh, but Baron, it doesn't take effect for 6 weeks. You'll be able to abort a baby in 6 months. You'll be able to board a baby in like 3 years. I mean, just if the Supreme Court tells you one of two things, either it reverts to states and states can implement whatever restrictions they want, then you won't be able to have an abortion in Alabama, except under extremely rare circumstances. If the Supreme Court finds that babies have a right to life, well, then you won't be able to have an abortion anywhere in the country. Those are the two options. And the third option is kind of leave this patchwork framework we have now, where there are minimum restrictions and states are free to do restrictions above those minimum restrictions, including outright bans after certain weeks of gestation. Those are really your only three options. Either they find a right to life and there's a 50-state ban on abortion. That's frankly what they should do. Or they find that it's a state's rights issue and you'll be able to go to other states and get abortions, but not Alabama, probably. Or they find that the patchwork framework we have now with minimum restrictions and states free to go above and beyond the restrictions after that are fine. But that was the point of the abortion bill, to let the Supreme Court get another crack at it. Because they haven't had a crack at it since 92. I mean, how many of the justices are still on the bench that ruled on Planned Parenthood versus Casey? Thomas?
Was he?
Yeah, well, he was in 91. Yeah. Casey was 92. Yeah. I think he may be the only one. Ginsburg was post-Thomas. Souter,
I don't know.
I don't know, man. But either way, it's not a majority. It's not a majority. Do I have the cojones to play this song when a certain... Yes, I do. Answer, yes. Consider it done. But this bill, this chemical castration bill, this is not designed for the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has already weighed in resoundingly. You cannot castrate people.
Right.
Period.
Yeah, that's not allowed. But, you know.
But they say, they're giving them an option. They can either get castrated or they can stay in prison. That's not really an option.
It's not?
No.
Oh.
The state would also pay for the treatment, by the way.
Right.
Not a good bill. Not a good bill. If the current belief is, as State Representative Sam Jones, Democrat from Mobile, said, a molester is still going to molest, then make them lifetime penalties. Make it a lifetime penalty. If you don't believe any, if you believe that a child molester can never, ever not molest children, then make it a life. Why are you letting him out of prison at all? Go ahead and make it a Class A felony, mandatory life without parole. Why are you putting the people at risk by releasing people? And this gets to the greater issue of prisons. Do we really believe people can be rehabilitated? And if so, what are we doing to try to aid that rehabilitation? But that's far too complex for an Alabama legislature to contemplate. Not a legislature that's devolved into what they... This inability to pass a lottery bill is very frustrating to me. Medical marijuana dead, lottery dead. But we'll pass the hell out of some chemical castration bills. We'll pass the hell out of them. That's the state of the Alabama legislature. I'm sure there's other state news, state legislative news, but I don't care.
Did you see that Martha Reeves from Martha and the Vandellas led the House of Representatives in a rendition of Dancing in the Streets yesterday?
I did.
I just now saw that.
You just now saw that?
Yeah. I don't follow the news, dude.
Well, that was before... I just was saying, I didn't know people were still reporting that.
Well, it says somebody posted it 17 hours ago, so
yeah.
I just saw it.
That...
Hilarious.
It says a lot about Alabama.
Yes.
Is she from Alabama? What's the Alabama connection?
Gotta be, right?
I mean...
Gotta be.
It says a lot about Alabama that we're going to waste legislative time. We don't have budgets out yet. We don't have state government funded for the next 12 months. But we can dance up and down in the streets. We can have a good time. Now, we can't get things that almost all Alabamians agree on, like just give us a paper lottery that we can, you know, join in on the Powerball fund.
Born in Eufaula.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have guessed Eufaula.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either.
I would have guessed somewhere like Mobile, maybe, or
yeah, I don't know. Eufaula, hey.
Eufaula, huh? How about that?
Not a
lot of people get out. Eufaula's a great place, but not a lot of people get out of there.
We have a regular caller from Eufaula.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
I'm not going to out him.
Oh, my bad.
He can call in if he's listening.
Dothan High School teacher faces additional sex crime charges. You guys know I love these. 29-year-old Julia Engel was charged with one count of a school employee engaged in a sex act with a student and at least two acts of a school employee having sexual contact with a student. Investigators say the additional charges stem from messages sent between the legally of age to consent student. So this is only a crime because she's a teacher. Earlier this month, she was charged with one count of a school employee engaging in a sex act with a student. They said the incidents happened over the span of a few weeks, took place at school. They have an additional six search warrants in the case. Home, vehicle, social media accounts. Apparently, she was sending pictures. Teachers, can I tell you something? You can't get caught if it's just sex. Stop sending the pictures. That's what's getting you girls caught. Or boys. Stop sending the pictures. These people are legally of age to consent. If this 16-year-old was not a student at the school or any school, Julia Engel, 29, is a little old for a 16-year-old, sure. But it would be perfectly legal for her to have sex with a 16-year-old boy.
Right.
Perfectly legal. You bring the student component in, and everybody loses their marbles. I've not seen this woman. I don't know if she's a looker. I guess I could look it up. I might do that while we're on the air, because that's good.
Looking up, yeah, that's good when you...
Good radio.
Good radio is like the sound of typing and the pausing and the looking. That's great radio.
Julia Engel. No. My man. Come on. Granted, she's probably ruddy-faced and been crying.
She's had a rough couple days.
Looks like she's coming off a 3-day meth bender.
Because usually usually that's not a surprise.
Yeah, usually they warn you they're coming to pick you up.
Yeah, like
they don't like surprise you at 4 a.m.
Right. They're not doing a no-knock on her, I don't think.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Then again, maybe they are.
Police say typically in sex crime investigations, like, it's not a sex crime. It's a school crime. These people are legally of age to consent in the state of Alabama. These laws are absurdly ridiculous. We have laws on the books right now. If a teacher is coercing a student to have sex, there's a law against that.
Mm-hmm.
It's called rape. Harassment. We have laws on the books to stop coercive sex. Pressured sex. You don't imply pressure. I think this law is unconstitutional. I truly do believe if one of these people would challenge it to the United States Supreme Court, they would win. If you can rape a child, I mean, if you can, excuse me, abort a child, but what's the difference? If you can abort a child under the Constitution, how on earth can you not have sex with a 16-year-old under a Constitution? Does Lawrence not cover that?
I don't know.
It should.
What's Larry have to do with this?
Lawrence versus Texas, man.
Oh.
Lawrence versus Texas.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Larry.
No, not Larry. Lawrence.
Oh.
Lawrence. Lawrence versus Texas. It covers everything else, every other kind of sex. Why could it not cover teacher-student sex? As long as they're of age and legal. We'll be back.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Spring has finally sprung. And it's time to live the Sea-Doo life during the Ready to Ride sales event at your local BRP dealer. From recreation to sport fishing, there's a Sea-Doo watercraft for everyone with performance you can trust on any body of water. Visit your local BRP dealer and save up to $800 on select 2018 models during the Ready to Ride sales event. Start living the Sea-Doo life starting at $53.99. Offer ends soon. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Curb appeal. You know it when you see it. And with the Home Depot, you can absolutely get it. Boost your curb appeal with the best brands at the best prices. From new garage doors to colorful flowers, from exterior lights to a new coat of paint, from inspiration to installation, you can do it. Or let the Home Depot do it for you. Visit homedepot.com/services for more information on installing your next project. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Listen to this if you're retired. Join the Financial Life Plan experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club. Call 649-4911 to register. 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Spring has finally sprung. And it's time to live the Sea-Doo life during the Ready to Ride sales event at your local BRP dealer. From recreation to sport fishing, there's a Sea-Doo watercraft for everyone with performance you can trust on any body of water. Visit your local BRP dealer and save up to $800 on select 2018 models during the Ready to Ride sales event. Start living the Sea-Doo life starting at $53.99. Offer ends soon. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Curb appeal. You know it when you see it. And with the Home Depot, you can absolutely get it. Boost your curb appeal with the best brands at the best prices. From new garage doors to colorful flowers, from exterior lights to a new coat of paint, from inspiration to installation, you can do it. Or let the Home Depot do it for you. Visit homedepot.com/services for more information on installing your next project. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Alright guys, 25 minutes after 9 o'clock, Amy is singing about me in this song. I don't know if you guys knew that. I was the inspiration for Amy. Not Frank, not the namesake of the album, but me, your humble host. You know who's the inspiration for, well, a lot of what people do around here, buy and sell houses and manage real estate? Bo Goodson. Over at the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group is dynamite, boys and girls. He's absolutely dynamite. Real estate agent extraordinaire, broker extraordinaire, hires some of the most talented talent in this entire region. I mean, really, truly talented folks on his staff. And if you need anything, I mean, anything at all to do with real estate, buying a house, selling a house, managing real estate, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group is your man. 551-0225. 551-0225. And you can check him out online, thegoodsongroup.com. And it doesn't really matter, like I said, what you need. You buy a house, sell a house, 40-plus years of experience, a talented staff, talented crew around him, Bo Goodson, thegoodsongroup.com. If you think real estate in the River Region, think Bo Goodson. Think Bo Goodson. If you think real estate, think Bo Goodson. And if you want to become a real estate agent, check out thegoodsongroup.com. You can do it online or take his classes in person. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. Our number, 272-9228. This is going to surprise you. I have news so shocking that Jaws all over the River Region will be on the ground.
Dave, shocking news out of Montgomery.
Dave, this is shocking. This is actually out of wherever he's from. Michael Avenatti has been charged with ripping off Stormy Daniels.
Oh.
He's accused of misappropriating funds Stormy Daniels was supposed to get in a book deal while he represented Stormy Daniels in her legal battle against President Trump. And his former longtime attorney, Michael Cohen. Remember when they were pimping this guy to run for president?
Mm-hmm.
They were pimping him to run for president. Michael Avenatti. There's a great scene on CNN where one of the CNN hosts is interviewing Avenatti, and the Chiron says, what is Avenatti's 2020 strategy?
Right.
I had no idea they were talking about a prison sentence.
Yeah, that's his strategy, to go to jail.
He's accused of diverting nearly $300,000 of the porn star's money to an account controlled by him that he spent on personal and business matters, including the lease of a Ferrari.
Well, you know, everybody needs a Ferrari.
Hotels, airline tickets, and dry cleaning. He's accused of diverting nearly $300,000 to his own account. Helped her negotiate an $800,000 advance. Full Disclosure, I can only imagine. That's the title of the book. Full Disclosure. Michael Avenatti, ladies and gentlemen. Should I blanket the whole discussion in the word allegedly? Allegedly. Allegedly. Let's see here. Dutch minister resigns over manipulated report of crimes committed by asylum seekers. The Dutch are horrific people.
Yeah?
They really are. They started this whole, like, bring Muslims to Europe deal years ago. And a few Muslims complained about it and they killed them. I mean, a few Dutch politicians complained about it. They killed them. Netherlands is disaster, an absolute disaster. But the minister for migration, they have a minister for migration.
Right.
Migration. Not immigration. Not emigration, but migration. He might be the minister for butterflies, for example. They migrate. I'm assuming they migrate in Netherlands, too. They migrate. Have you ever seen the migration pattern, tremendous migration route of monarch butterflies? Have you ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
It starts in a particular field, a particular forest in Mexico, deep in the heart of Mexico, at altitude. And it goes through the United States, up into Canada, back down through the United States into Mexico. But get this. The entire generation that leaves Mexico is dead before the others get back to Mexico.
Wow.
No, there's not one living butterfly that leaves Mexico that makes it back to Mexico. They have babies on the way. It's a two-generation voyage. Nobody knows how they know to get back.
That's crazy.
And if you look up Monarch Butterfly Mexico or whatever, you'll see pictures of the one little plot of land where they come back to. And it's dense. I mean, there'll be trillions, it looks like, of butterflies hanging on top of each other, eating everything in sight. They're hanging all over the trees. I mean, it's just like the trees are alive and breathing. There's so many butterflies.
That's crazy.
It's bizarre. That must be what he's the minister of. Minister for Migration. Mark Harbers. He resigned after a parliamentary outcry over manufactured data on crimes committed by asylum seekers. Right ahead of the European election, what he was doing was, if an asylum seeker, almost always a Muslim, if an asylum seeker, a Muslim, committed a misdemeanor like shoplifting or something like that, they had their own separate categories. So you could see, okay, these Muslims coming in here, they shoplift a little bit, they, you know, jaywalk or whatever. But when it comes to rape, murder, and manslaughter,
mm-hmm.
they were lumped together in a category called other.
Okay, thanks.
The revelation of that omission by newspaper De Telegraaf triggered anger among lawmakers, some of whom questioned whether it was a deliberate attempt to skew reception of the report. You think? You think this guy was just a globalist corporatist whore? Do we have anybody in our audience who's proud to be a globalist corporatist whore or glad globalist corporatist whores exist? Is there one person out there who's like, you know what I like? I like globalist corporatist whores.
It's a good question. Call in if you do.
I don't want to hear from anybody.
No?
No.
That'd be funny.
I don't want to hear from anybody. I mean, I'll be... the number's there, 272-9228. It's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. You're more than welcome to ring it. But if you're a globalist corporatist whore, it's not going to go well. Or if you like globalist corporatist whores, it's not going to go well. I'm just telling you.
Right?
I'm just telling you. It's not going to end well. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman here with you. from 9 to noon. Sorry for the short segment. Went a little long the first segment. We'll be back in moments. It's 32 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dow Jones Industrial Average down a little over 1%. Down 343 and change. 25-ish. 25-5-ish. And there's a map of Iran on Fox News. Warmongers, unite!
I wish that I could fly into the sky.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
For the right tires and expert service, count on Tire City. For all models and makes, we do whatever it takes.
This is Jared from Tire City. At Tire City, we know that summer is a great time to get out and enjoy those all-terrain vehicles. Before you start hitting the backwoods trails or go mud rotting, be sure to check your tires. If they're wearing thin, Tire City has a deal you won't want to pass up. You can get a set of BF Goodrich all-terrain KO2s for only $815. That's a savings of $335. With our discounted price and your rebate, you can have fun knowing you are riding on the best tire for your Jeep, truck, or sport utility vehicle. The BF Goodrich all-terrain KO2 was developed to give you confidence and control on and off the road. Summer's here for just a few short months, so don't put off having fun because of bad tires. Make sure your summer is one to remember. The inventory is limited, so come see us at Tire City on the Atlanta Highway next to East Elm Mall and the Southern Boulevard at Woodley Road in the Capitol Plaza Shopping Center. Your friends at Tire City wish you a happy and safe Memorial Day holiday.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not only do we have a May heat wave, looks like we'll be rewriting the record book over the next several days with a potential for tying and breaking several records through Monday. For today, sunny and hot, high temperatures somewhere in the middle 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, warm, dry, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, high temperature around 96 or 97. We'll probably have a record high in the upper 90s on Saturday. Sunday and Memorial Day Monday, you know, 99 to 100, somewhere in there. We've never been to 100, so it would be the all-time record high in May for Montgomery. No rain in the forecast until perhaps somewhere in the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
So excited talking about my friend Brett Lanham and Brian Carr over at New Look Decorating. I get so excited about it. But you know why? Because they're infectiously excited about paint. They are. They're infectiously excited about paint. When you talk to Brett Lanham and Brian Carr and you talk to them about paint, you guys think that the paint that Walmart and the paint at Sears and all these other places the same as the paint everywhere. It's not. It's not. It's totally different. And let me tell you, your professional painters know the difference. And you look decorating on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it, and you say, but what does it matter? I already hired a professional painter. Good. Tell them to go to New Look Decorating, home of those Benjamin Moore paints, those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints, those paints that give you great coverage and lusciousness and color that lasts, right? The color that looks the same 10 years later, even though you smoke and you got a west-facing wall. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know. Good color.
That's good paint.
That's good paint. That's good paint. But man, I don't smoke and my walls all face north. Eh, whatever. Go to New Look Decorating. It's going to be beautiful. They got wallpapers, too. I'm going to wallpaper a few rooms in my house. I'm going to put a nice, classy, timeless wall covering on a few rooms in my house.
I saw it wasn't quite tartan, mm-hmm. but it was similar. I saw a guy that did a wall like that, and there's a wall in my house that I want to do like
yeah.
that. It would just, like, change the entire place.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, people go through all this, like, you know, they care about what they dress like, they care about what they drive, and then their walls are stark with builder's color cream. You know, come on. Liven it up a little bit. Look around your house. Look around your office. Does it look like crap? Get over to New Look Decorating. Stop living in a place that looks like garbage. Come on, people. Do better than that. The Pentagon admitting they've been searching for UFOs. Did you see this?
I did not.
Yes. There was a bombshell awesome. New York Times report back in December 2017. And the question is, has the military been investigating UFOs? And the answer is yes, but they don't call them UFOs anymore.
What do they call them?
UAPs.
Yeah?
UAP.
What's that?
Well, it's similar to IAP, mm-hmm. which was what was Auburn? API.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama Polytechnic Institute. No, it's unidentified aerial phenomena.
Ah, phenomena.
Something like a phenomena. Even in those terms, what does the A stand for? Aerial, huh? What if they're on the ground?
Ooh.
Huh? Huh? What if they're...
I told you that I...
Did you see that there was a... Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I told you that I listened to this podcast the other day, and then I have the book. But there's this journalist that was talking about Roswell, and she said that it was a Russian, not compromat, but like the... like propaganda, but, you know, where they, like, deliberately sell you false information.
Yeah, like a...
not like a false flag, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. There's a word for it Russians use. It's called... it's not compromise. I'll come up with it.
You know what I'm talking about? Like counter.
I did a whole show on it one day.
But she said that they had like they had taken people that were either physically deformed or that were like midgets, or they had taken people and they altered them like physically. And that is when when the guys talk about they saw beings at Roswell. There actually were beings there, but they were humans that were altered by the Russians to look like what we thought aliens looked like.
Hold on, stop. Were they alive or dead?
I think they were dead.
So they killed deformed-looking
people? No, well, they were alive,
people.
But then when they crashed, they were dead.
Oh, the Russians crashed them?
Yeah.
Like midgets and stuff?
Yeah.
You can't say midget on the air.
What can you say? Little person?
I don't know. I said it.
Yeah, I mean, I did too, but...
As soon as I said it,
I actually don't know what they prefer to be called, and don't want to...
I thought it was a medical term.
Don't want to insult anybody.
I'm not trying to insult anybody.
Obviously.
Is it dwarf? That's a real term, though, right?
Yeah, but
isn't it dwarfism? Isn't that like a medical?
I don't know that that's every, you know. I don't know.
You don't know if that's every little person.
Correct.
Are there multiple categories of little people?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But there are multiple categories of unexplained aerial phenomena.
Well, that's true.
Phenomena.
Da, 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 da. A Pentagon official has gone on the record with the New York Post, confirmed that the military does have a program called AATIP, that it does exist, and to this day, military is still investigating such reports. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them. Aerospace phenomenon, potentially. I like this whole Russian propaganda deal.
Yeah.
They, gosh, I can't think of the word. I did a whole show on it one time, like 2 hours. I was in here alone one day. Jack was out. And I said, you know what? And I've been reading this, I can't remember the name of the book now. I've been reading this book that was talking about Russian efforts to subterfuge.
Yes.
But there's a Russian word for it.
Yeah, there's a whole different... Yeah.
But it's basically subterfuge. You get in, they come into your media, your universities, and they change language to confuse. And they said, look, we can't tell you to murder your own children. But if we fund Planned Parenthood...
Mm-hmm.
Then we can eventually convince enough of you to kill your own children. We can't tell you to open your borders and be invaded by third world savages, but if we fund liberal programs that convince the public they're doing the best, social justice warriors are almost all Russian subterfuge, I think. I really do believe that. I mentioned earlier, and I mentioned on this program a number of times, every single liberal program, every single liberal idea, every single liberal policy is designed to shrink the size of the family, designed to have fewer kids. They start making you feel guilty when you have your second kid. Why? Because that's you've replaced yourselves. They don't want you to replace yourself. They don't want you to have four grandkids or six grandkids or eight grandkids. They want you to have one or none.
Yeah.
That is Russian propaganda. You know how I know that? Because you know what the Russians are telling their own people? If you guys will have kids, we'll give you tax breaks and money.
Right.
I mean, they have like whole deals where they'll give $1 million awards to anybody who has a baby on this particular day. And so you have a whole country trying to have a child, you know, having sex 9 months before that day, trying to have a kid on that day. I mean, everything, if you listen to Vladimir Putin's speeches, if you've ever listened to a translation of a Vladimir Putin speech, it's all about pro-family, the family cell is going to save Russia, go home, have children, take care of your own, don't expect handouts, don't expect anybody to come taking care of you. It's the exact opposite message liberalism pushes on the United States. The exact opposite message. You wonder why they want to wipe this guy off the map? Vladimir Putin may be the least globalist person on the planet. I mean, he may kill the occasional journalist, hell, but who hadn't? I mean, seriously, what government hadn't killed a journalist? You don't think the United States government has killed journalists in this country?
Oh, we certainly
You're out of your damn mind. We killed so many journalists. Every government kills journalists. Every government kills journalists. Every national government kills journalists. None of them don't. Your government, the United States government, has killed journalists. You don't believe me? Look it up. Mysterious fires. People mysteriously dying. You know, two shots to the back of the head in a locked briefcase. Come on.
They had a term for it. And every president has a different term for killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And under Eisenhower, the first one that they actually like put it in under, they called it health alteration.
Health alteration.
Yeah, Baron. We have a health alteration that we need you to pull off in Iraq.
Someone texted.
Yeah, they're altering his health by having him not be alive anymore.
Someone texted and said, "You're asking the tallest guy in the room about the categories of midgets,
right? Right?
And
right?
Somebody else said that we're supposed to call it, it's dwarfism. That's what you call it. But I don't know if that covers all little.
Yeah,
people.
Honestly, I don't think that you want to start blanket calling people dwarfs.
I thought dwarf. I honest to God, this is not a joke. What I'm about to say is not a joke. It's not insensitive. It's not any of that kind of stuff. I thought dwarf was like a fictional character on Star Trek. You know, like these. Don't they call them dwarfs?
No, there's a guy on Star Trek named Dwarf, right?
The dwarf on golf.
Yeah. But there is one. I don't know.
No, but dwarves. They were that like, or elves maybe.
I don't know.
Lord of the Rings and
well,
stuff.
Yeah, that's a totally
don't they
different
have dwarfs?
Thing. Yeah, they do.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Yes.
Isn't that like a fictional character? I never knew that was like a real category until recently.
Yeah.
Who's this?
I would say vertically challenged.
Vertically challenged, yeah. gravity friendly.
That's right. Hey, did you watch any of the practice sessions from Monaco this morning?
You know, I didn't. I haven't even looked at it. I did not do any show prep last night, so I spent all morning doing show prep. But I have a handy-dandy app called F1 TV.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it is showing a replay. I pay for that F1 TV. Do you have it by chance?
No, huh?
Oh, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
You call yourself a fan.
It's absolutely incredible. They have results from everything. They've got every archived race, or at least summaries of the races, going back like 30 or 40 years. You know, you want to watch the race in Indy back in 06? They got it. You know, you can watch it. Yeah. And you don't have to listen to the stupid announcers. They just show the racing. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I used to get F1 magazine when it was
an item. When people used to print stuff.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now they don't anymore. Do you have anything to tell me about it? Because Practice 3 starts one day, 19. You know, they don't run on Fridays at Monaco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's Monaco, and they got to do all the hubba. 110 million people this weekend are going to watch this race.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
You know, the biggest races in America draw like 5 million.
I told you about that. You know that I love magic, like magician magic.
Yeah.
And there's a guy, and he does this thing where he like basically uses magic to communicate it, like across Europe. And one of them is he basically like uses his ability to like do card tricks and stuff to get invited onto one of these big yachts by this Norwegian billionaire.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
And he explains it, you know, that like Monaco is like one of the largest sporting events in the entire world.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's like, and it just attracts the richest people, and it's just insane. Like, the only place he can stay is like 60 miles away by train.
You know how much it costs to get a slip in the...
Oh, yeah.
It's $100,000 a week for some of those.
Yeah. I got to run, guys.
Thanks, David. It was really cool.
Hamilton and Bottas 1 and 2, by the way, in practice. Surprise. This could be the sixth consecutive race Mercedes finishes 1 and 2.
Boring.
Boring. Not as boring as talking about it if you're not into it. Call Plumbing, not boring at all. You know why? Because these guys understand plumbing. They understand the plumbing business right here in the River Region. They've been here for 40-plus years. James Cole, C.C. Cole. C.C. Cole still, he called in our show one time.
Really?
A man of very few words. But he called in our show one time and wanted to talk plumbing.
Yeah.
Wanted to talk plumbing. Well, I said, C.C., how's the plumbing business?
Stinks.
Well, you know what? He's not too far from right.
Yeah, he's
not too far from right.
Not wrong.
Cole Plumbing's amazing, absolutely amazing. They have those tankless water heaters. They can retrofit your house for a tankless water heater. So rather than having a water bomb sitting over your head of 160-degree scalding water waiting to go off and rain down the fire of hell all over your head on a given moment, you can have a tankless water heater. And you got unlimited water. Unlimited hot water. I had a dream last night. I ran out of hot water.
Yeah?
I just realized.
Can't happen.
No, it can't happen. It's a nightmare, frankly. A nightmare. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. Check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Or find them on Facebook. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hi, hello, it's me, Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. Are you looking for maintenance-free living? Check out this can't-miss condo at the Orchards here in Montgomery. 7935 Plum Orchard Way is ready for anyone who wants to enjoy totally maintenance-free living while being conveniently located to the interstates and East Chase. A small neighborhood, less yard work, and more privacy. With access to the pool, the fitness center, and the clubhouse. Call me, Eddie Bader, today at 322-0662 or my partner Diana Henderson at 318-1800 to see this can't-miss condo today.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum. Yes, we do buy or trade. Yes, we do buy diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 5460715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I was about to play a cover.
The folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did.
I would have never played a cover.
Dress. Papa's makeup wasn't big enough.
Terrible. Our number 272-9228. It's actually a decent song. I'm not a big Bob Dylan.
It sounds like a cover by a Dylan impersonator, though.
Well, I mean, you know, it's what it is.
I mean, I know, but still, it's weird. Good song.
It's a good song. I'm not a big Dylan fan, but that's one I actually do like.
That's the wrong opinion.
Really?
I love Dylan.
Yeah.
Like, top five, easy.
Oh, negative.
Yeah.
Negative.
One of the best songwriters ever.
Decent songwriter. Horrific performer. Absolutely horrific
Take
performer.
Take the good with the bad.
We got rid of that doctor in the 70s in this country.
Although I will say that when I saw him at MPAC when he was here, and I knew it was going to be terrible, and I walked out after two songs.
Did he really? It was
yeah.
that bad?
I was like, I'll give it a shot, but yeah, well, he's not even playing guitar anymore. He plays piano. He, like, broke his hand or something, can't play guitar, and yeah, he should have, you know,
should have retired.
He should have been put down.
Yeah, that's one of those tours where the accountant calls and says, Bob?
No, actually, he's
got $52 million in bills.
No, he's been doing
on tour.
He's been doing something called, they call it the Endless Tour, and he's basically been on the road since 1986. Does like 100 dates a year.
Ugh, awful.
Because he doesn't, you know.
Can't imagine.
Nah.
He just doesn't want to go home?
Yeah.
Wife's ugly or something?
I don't know.
The world is getting increasingly dumber, study finds. I didn't know we needed a study for this. I could have told you this. I look around. I go to Arby's.
Yeah?
Western Europe is home to a cluster of developed economies that boast some of the highest standards of living in the world. But that could soon change. Evan Horowitz writes on NBC News, France, Scandinavia, Britain, Germany, and even Australia are beginning to decline. And lest you think it's just because third world savages are coming into the United States, it's not true. Even within families, IQ is dropping all over Europe.
I don't know.
Yeah, IQ dropping within families all over Europe. There are some theories. The rise of smartphones and other devices, which have worn away our ability to focus. The rise of lower-skill service work that isn't as intellectually stimulating and less nutritious food.
Huh.
So those are the three leading things. I'll tell you what I think it is. Pop culture.
Huh.
Pop culture, generally speaking, pop culture declines mental performance.
Oh.
Causes a decline in mental performance. It glamorizes stupidity. I think that's the result. Food, probably not the culprit, I wouldn't think. smartphones are not helping. Smartphones are not helping. But I don't think it's. I think it's pop culture. Have you listened to a top 40 station lately?
No.
Have you not?
No,
you ought to.
No, why would I?
Well, they're terrible, but you ought to just for pedagogical purposes, if for nothing else. It is absolutely 100% mind-numbingly stupid. Unless you think, well, Baron, every generation has thought pulp culture.
Correct.
Is mind-numbing. But it's not.
Correct.
You go back and read the lyrics from Dylan and read the lyrics from Lady Minaj or whatever her
name
is.
Yeah, but I mean, there's always been that. I mean,
I don't know.
Go to the Wayback Machine. And there's two guys that are railing about it. Hey, those kids in their rock and roll. It's going to ruin our society.
It has.
Eh.
You know, every generation's had sex, drugs, and rock and roll, though.
Yeah.
The ancient Romans called it song, woman, and wine.
Yeah.
They've always had it.
Well.
And here is another possible explanation. The standard of living is being eroded around the world. Socioeconomic status correlates with higher test performance in Alabama. Across the board, students in grades 3 through 8 scored 47.5% proficient in math and 46% percent proficient in reading. I sound like I'm in the The proficiency rate for science is tested in 5th and 7th grade, and Alabama students scored 38%. So we are less than 50% proficient in every major category in Alabama.
Well, okay. Sounds about right.
But if you look at students who live above and below the poverty line.
Yeah.
Below the poverty line, reading proficiency is 29.6% less than those above the poverty line. Math is 29% less. Science, 28% less. I have a theory as to why this is the case. I have a theory. And it's not bulletproof theory, but it's not shocking. It might be shocking, but it shouldn't be shocking. If your parents are really smart, they're likely to pass on really smart genes to you.
Uh-huh.
And they're also not likely to be mired in cycles and generations of poverty. Because at some point, somebody in the smart generation, one of the smart people said, you know what? Swimming around in filth sucks. Maybe we ought to get a job and keep it for a while. Maybe we ought to get up and demonstrate some work ethic. Maybe we ought to demonstrate some proficiency at work and someone will offer to pay us a little bit of money. And they, because now they're employed and smart, are good sexual partners, potential sexual partners, for smart women and smart men. And so they pair off.
Yeah.
And they pass down their genes to smart kids. Because if you can inherit athletic ability from your parents, why can't you inherit smarts? There's this misnomer in the world that the only thing that passes down is athletic traits, physical traits, but not any mental traits.
That doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense. So yeah, you know what? Socioeconomically advantaged people probably do score better. They probably come from better stock. Not every poor person's stupid, not every rich person's smart. It's not, but there's clearly overlap there. But not a lot. 10 o'clock.